Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike Series for Children and Blog Talk Radio. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and I am your host here on Blog Talk Radio, Meeting Ike Series for Children. Today, we're going to be discussing and going over the autumn equinox, the Mabin, and I don't know if some of those are new for you, some of you, but and some of you might know them. So we're going to go over a little bit about that and share some information, give some ideas, some fun, different things to do today. It's a great day to be doing things for Mabin. So what is Mabin? Does anybody out there know? Do you know what Mabin is? It's the autumn equinox. That's when the daytime and the nighttime, the amount of hours, are exactly the same. Now, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but that isn't the case. Only twice a year does that happen, in the spring and also during autumn time. Now, I'm over here. There we go. I'm trying to go live on Facebook at the same time here. As I'm talking, getting all squared up in here. Okay. And let's see if this will work. I'm not too tech savvy when I'm doing both things out of the same thing here. If I don't get it, at least we're going to be live here. What's so special about Mabin? What happens during equinox? Like I said, equal days, equal time hours during the daytime. You've got daylight and nighttime hours are the same, equal 12 hours and 12 hours exactly. So this is a change of the seasons that really are celebrated, have been celebrated for such a long, long time before me, before mine and your grandparents and great-great-great-great, just a long time. So let's see here. I'm still trying to go live on Facebook. Just give me a moment here. I haven't done this before. Go live. Okay. More questions I didn't know. Enter. Okay. Well, in the meantime, keep trying to do that behind the scenes over here to get live on Facebook. There are a lot of different things for Mabin. Do you know what Mabin means, actually? Mabin goes back to the time of King Arthur, a great king, as all of the legends talk about him. And that actually means a knight, not like knight as a nighttime, but a knight, you know, like a knight in shining armor. And that's where the word came from. Did you know that? I didn't know that until just not too long ago. So, but that's really interesting. And it's a harvest festival. And so you've been planting. Now, we've talked about the gardens, having a garden and compost pile and organic garden and talking to your plants and using the compost, how to do a compost to be able to put the compost in your garden for healthy food. And so we've covered that. If you don't know about that, you can go ahead and listen to some of the older shows that I've had. Maybe some already that you do celebrate it in your own home, in your family, with your friends. So I am still not able to get on here. I don't know why. Me too. 11:35. Between 10 and minutes from when I created it. Okay, so 45. So it's not going to let me start the live on Facebook. Well, I will keep trying to do this to get us on there. And if not, then next week we'll definitely, I'll have a call on some help to try and figure out what to do here. Obviously, I'm not too tech savvy here. All right, so what can you do to, excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. Well, today is Maven, and there are a lot of things that you can do. You can go out and go pumpkin hunting, and that's the harvest of pumpkins. They've been growing all summer long and into now the season. They've been ready for a while, and some are still on the vine, still growing. So you can go and get pumpkins. And I don't know about where you live, but over where I am, there are a couple, two or three, a few different places where you can go and get cider and hot cocoa, and they have the hay rides, and you can get your pumpkins, a lot of different stuff. And then once in October, they start doing the haunted hay rides. Have you ever been on one of those? Those are fun, but they can be scary too because they're at nighttime. But they do daytime, I think, for the younger kids, so you don't get too scared. So what else can you do? You can, this is a great time to be planting bulbs for flowers that will come up next year. The bulbs are, they go in the ground, they look like round, like a little ball, an odd-shaped ball. And you can plant those, and they like lilies and tulips and things like that, different flowers that will come up next year. You can do a bonfire outside if you have a place where you live that it's allowed in the backyard. You can have your mom and dad do a bonfire and toast marshmallows. You can, I don't know if there are different places where you live that they go ahead and do bonfires or down on the beach or something like that. So that's a nice thing to do too. You can bake cookies, like pumpkin-shaped cookies or even pumpkin cookies that are made with pumpkin and kind of like a pumpkin pie idea, but they're cookies. You can do a prayer. And you can give thanks for all of the harvest, all of the good food, the fruits and vegetables and nuts, things that have grown from the ground, from Mother Earth. So you can do a nice prayer, whether you want to write it down ahead of time or if you just want to think it in your head. And you can give thanks for all the healthy food. And depending upon where you live, you can, if this is a time that you are almost done with your garden, and then you pull up the rest of the plants and you put the layers of the compost and the leaves over it. The leaves have just started falling over where I live. I don't know about where you are, but that is, once they start falling, we get a lot of leaves because I've got a lot of trees over here by my house. Another thing you can do is you can take corn, the cobs, the husks. You can make the husks out of that. You can shape it into doll figures. You fold it over. I'll put a link on. I'll put some directions on the Facebook page, and you can pick them over there, the Meeting Ike Sears for Children. You go to Facebook, and you just put in Meeting Ike Series, and they'll take you right over to the page. And I'll have a link over there how to make the cob dolls. And so that's another thing to be able to do. I've heard of a vine god. It's a stick-type figure with a hollow body. You take a cornbread, and you would wrap it in foil, and as like a sacrifice, you put it into the on the grill to heat it up, or you can put it in the campfire, things like that. So you're giving thanks to the God for the sacrifice. Enjoy the cornbread. That's another thing you can do. You can honor the birds by putting out some bird feed. You can sing songs, and you can sing songs about the sunshine. Oh, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. So you can give thanks to the sun. I never said I was a singer. Now stop. You can give thanks to the sun, and you can give thanks to the moon. You can go ahead and collect pine cones and acorns. And you can get that multicolored corn, and you can tie those on to getting a wreath. You know, you can go to the craft show or craft store, or if you've got grapevines, I have grapevines, a bunch of different grape plants growing in my backyard. So every year I make a wreath. I just keep wrapping it around whatever size I want to make a circle, and then I just keep going around and around again and again and again to make the circle with the wreath, and then I wrap it around it to hold it together and let it dry like that. And then you take your acorns, you take the pine cones, you can take the multicolored, also known as Indian corn, and you can tie it onto your wreath. And then you can decorate that, have that hung on your front door. You can have it hung up over on your wall in your room. If you, you know, but don't put the holes in the walls yourself, really. You don't want to get into trouble. So you want to go ahead and ask your mom or dad, or if you have a picture that's already hanging up there, you can take the, you know, have them take the photo down, the picture, the artwork down off your wall if it's in a frame and hung up like on a nail, and to be able to hang your wreath up there instead. Other ways, when you're having dinner, for dinner tonight, you can do things like, you know, the cornbread. You can make a harvest soup. So I know everybody out there loves the vegetables, right? You love your vegetables. So whether the different type of vegetables for a harvest soup, you've got different squashes, the zucchini, yellow squash, acorn squash, pumpkin, all of those and more. And you, I don't know if you like the onion and the garlic. Those are root vegetables, and those can go in there too. Turnips. I'm not a fan of turnips. I don't know why, but I'm just not. But a lot of people love them. You can put those in there, your potatoes. All the different seasonings, whatever seasonings your family likes. So a nice, big, hearty soup. Now, right around where we are today, it's really chilly out. And I did actually take chili out of the freezer. And some chili in the freezer. So we're going to have that for dinner. So that's our Mabin harvest soup. It's going to be a chili tonight. And maybe I'll make some cornbread. I really love cornbread. And so now, how about you? Have you any thoughts about what you want to do and what you would like to do, just with a little bit of information here that I gave you? What are some of the ways that you can make your fall or your autumn equinox, your Mabin celebration, much more special? Does your family already do it? Do you, is this the first time you've ever heard about Mabin? Now remember, in your garden, when you're going to pick your pumpkins or any of your vegetables, you're going to turn the gardens over. Remember, though, very important, you want to go ahead and thank all of the fairies, the garden fairies, because they really help make everything grow really nice. So remember the fairies. So let's see, what else? Mabin is also, it's a Thanksgiving, and as I said, giving your thanks, your gratitude. So that's another way to say it, it's a Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thank you for giving. And that's where really Thanksgiving came from. Now, in most places in the United States, people celebrate the day Thanksgiving in November on a Thursday. And other people, they celebrate a day of thanks for Mother Earth for giving the harvest. Never put that two together, have you? It's true, though. Thanksgiving is thank you for giving. And that is where it originally came from, that idea. So now today is celebrating. What happens after tomorrow? If today it's 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of moonlight, what happens tomorrow? Anybody out there know? The days start getting shorter. Each day we lose just a few more minutes of daylight and we gain more nighttime. And pretty soon the days are going to be short. Over where I live, what's going to happen is by 4, 4:30, it's already getting dark. During the summertime, it's light. It doesn't start getting dark until 9:30 or after 9:30 at nighttime. You see the big difference of the amount of hours? You go from, like, say, 4:30 to 9:30, that's 5 hours. That is a lot of difference. So before you head out today, make your list. What do you want to do? Do you want to go and get some apple cider? Maybe you already have apple cider. Do you like your apple cider cold? Do you like it the way I like it, is warmed up? I don't really like the cold weather. So do you bundle up when you go outside? And do you already have your heavier coats out and your scarves and your hats? Or are you still saying, no, no, summer, stay here? Well, we can't stop what the Mother Earth and our planet is doing. So we really have to go with that. I'm over here. I'm the one that says, oh, summer, stay, stay. But it's not going to happen. So we have to look at autumn time, which is also in a lot of areas, more than the northern areas, call it fall, F-A-L-L, and instead of autumn. How about you? Which one do you call it? Do you call it autumn or do you call it fall? Or haven't you even thought about the differences? It doesn't matter what you call it. It's a beautiful time of year. And it gets us ready to go into the winter time. And it's not only time to look back on the past year of everything we've done since New Year's Day into the springtime and the Easter celebrations, the celebrations of the springtime, no matter how you celebrate them, and then into the summer and now autumn or fall. So it's not just the time to look back on the past year so far that we've gone ahead and had fun with, learned things with, but now is the time to also take a look forward into going into autumn and the winter time. And in many places, areas, because of the winter weather, the cold winter weather, things slow down. The trees, the leaves begin to turn color, and the leaves will end up falling off of the tree. Everything has beautiful colors all over the place. A gorgeous time of year, a beautiful time of year. And you can break all the leaves together, and you can jump in the pile of leaves and play with those and just throw them up in the air. So it's a lot of fun time. And when you have your pumpkins, whether you carve them out or if you don't and you leave them on the steps, or even if you do both. You have some that are whole and you leave them there, and then you end up bringing them into the house and eating them, cooking them, and eating them later. That's what we do. Or if you cut out them and have a candle in them, or both, to picking out your Halloween costume. And we'll cover Hallow's Eve and another show. Not today, but another show once we get closer to Halloween. And then with the Halloween and the harvest time, the Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then looking forward once again into the winter celebrations. And there are many different types of celebrations depending upon your belief system of your family and how you celebrate. And when that time comes, we'll cover some of those as well. So it's a good time also now to plan ahead for next year's garden. What would you like to grow next year that you didn't grow this year? Or what did you grow this year that you found out you really like it a lot and you want to grow more of it? Or you grew some type of food and you realized you don't really like that food, so you don't want to grow that anymore. Okay, so how can we also celebrate some fun things with Maven? Well, I have bubbles right here. I have a little bottle of bubbles, and I'm going to, when I'm outside and if the weather holds up, if it's not too windy, we're going to go ahead and have a bonfire here this evening. Our granddaughter is going to come over. She's 4 1/2, and she loves bubbles and the bonfires and the doing the marshmallows and the s'mores. So we'll probably be doing that because she's coming over later today. And the bubbles, to me, are very magical. You blow the bubbles. It's like when you blow bubbles, you're putting your wishes up into the air. And they go in the air, and they fly away. And even if they pop, it's okay. Because now those wishes are in the air, and the air gets carried up to the skies, up to the heavens, takes your wishes with them. Whether it's wishes for people that live further away from you or people who have passed on or wishes about for someone else. If someone isn't feeling well and you have wishes for them to feel better, if you have wishes of things that you would like to be able to do. So bubbles to me are very magical. I like bubbles. And I'm a grown-up. I still like bubbles. So maybe that's what you can do too, is get some bubbles. Can make your wishes. And you can make a lot of wishes. Or you can do your wish over and over and over again every time you blow the bubbles. It doesn't matter. It's okay. If we do a little meditation to close up the show today. And to do that, you're going to need to get into a nice, comfortable spot. Where it's not too noisy, nice and relaxed and quiet. Want to go ahead and, if you're sitting up, have your palms upside down so they're facing up to the sky, resting on your legs, your upper legs. And if you're laying down, go ahead and have your arms to your sides. Now go ahead and close your eyes. And take a nice deep breath in. Hold it to the count of three. And very slowly let that breath out. Go ahead and take another slow, even deep breath in. And then let that breath out very, very slowly, knowing that the body follows the commands of the mind as you, in your imagination, in your mind, you tell your body to relax. Take one more slow, even deep breath in. Hold it. Very slowly let that breath out. And feel your body relax even more. Now above you is shining a beautiful sun, and it's shining down on you. And you can feel the warmth of this sunshine, and it feels very good. And now the sun is shining inside of you. Brilliant white light from the sun is filled with love, the purifying, cleansing, healing light of the sun is shining in you all the way down to your toes and begins filling up your whole body. Fills up your feet and your ankles, your lower legs and your knees, your upper legs, tummy in your chest and your back, are all shining just like the sun. And now your shoulders, your arms, your wrists, fingers, thumbs, your hands, and now your neck and your head. You're completely filled with this beautiful white, brilliant white sunshine. And now it's flowing over you, outside of your body, too. And now you are glowing just like the sun. Now, in your imagination, I want you to picture that you are laying on the ground in a forest. And the very rich soil, the rich ground underneath you, welcomes you. And you get to go inside of the, you can still breathe and it's safe. And while you're laying there and you're partially submerged, partly underground, you feel how warm and wonderful and loving this soil, this earth, Mother Earth is. Who is now coming over and filling you up inside with her love. Give thanks for the bountiful harvest that Mother Earth and the sun have provided this year for you. Feel the healing energy going through your body. Give thanks. And then you rise above, back above the ground, back into the room you are in, back where you were sitting or laying down. You feel rested and good. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. Thank you for listening. My name's Marina Leros Naples, and this is Meeting Ike Series for Children on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next Saturday.